Imp had already admired the guild buildings, the majestic frontage of the Assassin's Guild, the splendid columns of the Thieves' Guild, the smoking yet still impressive hole where the Alchemist's Guild had been up until yesterday. And it was therefore disappointing to find that the Guild of Musicians, when he eventually located it, wasn't even a building. It was just a couple of pokey rooms above a barbershop. He sat in the brown-walled waiting room and waited. There was a sign on the wall opposite. It said,
"For your comfort and convenience, you will not smoke."
Imp had never smoked in his life. Everything in Clamedos was too soggy to smoke. But he suddenly felt inclined to try. The room's only other occupants were a troll and a dwarf. He was not at ease in their company. They kept looking at him. Finally, the dwarf said,
"Are you elvish?"
"Me? No."
"You look a bit elvish around the hair."
"Not elvish at all, honestly."
"Where are you from?"
said the troll.
"Clamedos,"
said Imp. He shut his eyes. He knew what trolls and dwarves traditionally did to people suspected of being elves. The Guild of Musicians could take lessons.
"What did you got there?"
said the troll. It had two large squares of darkish glass in front of its eyes, supported by wire frames hooked round its ears.
"It's a harp, see?"
"That what you play?"
"Yes."
"You a druid, then?"
"No."
There was silence again as the troll marshaled its thoughts.
"You look like a druid in that natty,"
it rumbled after a while. The dwarf on the other side of him began to snigger. Trolls disliked druids, too. Any sapient species which spends a lot of time in a stationary, rock-like pose objects to any other species which drags it 60 miles on rollers and buries it up to its knees in a circle. It tends to feel it has cause for disgruntlement.
"Everyone dresses like this in Clamedos, see?"
said Imp.
"But I'm a bard. I'm not a druid. I hate rocks."
"Whoops," said the dwarf quietly. The troll looked Imp up and down, slowly and deliberately. Then it said, without any particular trace of menace,
"You not long in this town?"
"Just arrived,"
said Imp.
"I won't even reach the door,"
he thought.
"I'm going to be mashed into a pulp."
"Here is some free advice what you should know. It is free advice I am giving you gratis for nothing. In this town, rock is a word for troll. A bad word for troll, used by stupid humans. You call a troll a rock, you got to be prepared to spend some time looking for your head. Especially if you looks a bit elvish around the ears. This is free advice cause you are a bard and a maker of music like me."
"Right. Thank you, yes,"
said Imp, awash with relief. He grabbed his harp and played a few notes. That seemed to lighten the atmosphere a bit. Everyone knew elves had never been able to play music.
"Lias Bluestone,"
said the troll, extending something massive with fingers on it.
"Impy Callan,"
said Imp.
"Nothing to do with moving rocks around at all in any way."
A smaller, more knobbly hand was thrust at Imp from another direction. His gaze travelled up its associated arm, which was the property of the dwarf. He was small, even for a dwarf. A large bronze horn lay across his knees.
"Glod Glodson," said the dwarf. "You just play the harp?"
"Anything with strings on it,"
said Imp.
"But the harp is the queen of instruments, see?"
"I can blow anything," said Glod.
Really?
Said Imp. He sought for some polite comment.
"That must make you very popular."